Congratulations. You knew coming into tonight you were going to be down two starters and two contributors here. You went with a six-player rotation and even a little bit deeper in the second quarter because of foul trouble. What a gutsy, gutsy win on the road for you guys.
You know, it was a big win, especially being here at Hugoton, and they're a good, solid ball club. Our girls really reacted to the defenses they put on and did some really great things.
You know, you started down 6-0 to begin the ball game and you got it tied up there at the end of the first quarter. You had a little foul trouble in that first half. You had Avery Lewis with two fouls in the first quarter. She did not play after the second foul. You put her on the bench, and then Erica picks up her second foul in the second quarter. That was a big roll of the dice there to really keep them out and not play them out there with two fouls in a tight ball game.
You know, I really went with the young team, and, you know, I trusted that their defense would be there for them, and we just went to a straight 2-3, and they really took on their job and took it to heart and played hard for all those minutes. So I'm super proud of those girls that really stepped up in that second quarter. I just stayed close, but I wasn't risking trying to get that third foul on either of them.
Oh, absolutely not. And, you know, it's one of those deals, too. That's a tough situation to be in, but you kept it tied at the break at 24, and then you made your big run in that third quarter. And really, throughout the whole 32 minutes, Brooke played the whole 32 minutes. I don't think she ever stepped off the court, but, boy, what a big performance for her. And you guys were able to take advantage of that mismatch all night.
You know, we knew going into this that Brooke could have a really good game. Unfortunately, that's Hugoton's weakness is the inside game, and we really took it at them, and we got some fouls on them, and we just kept going strong, and she just performed well. You know, I'm super proud of her effort. You know, she kept battling. You know, she could have said, I'm tired, take me out, but she didn't. She wanted to play, and, you know, I couldn't have asked for more from her.
You know, the more I think about this, you guys have really never been in this late game situation like this with the lead all year. You guys have had your wins, but they've come with maybe a little bit more of a cushion here. And that 7-point lead evaporated pretty quickly down to one late stage of the game. And how would you maybe assess your team's play there down the stretch playing with that lead when Hugoton kept punching and punching and punching?
You know, we just got to make sure we stick with the game plan. There was one time that we kind of left the shooter wide open, and you know, they capitalized on it, but for the most part we didn't panic. We stayed within the game plan. We knew what we needed to do, and you know, we hit some free throws late, and you know they just worked hard, and that's a good learning for all of us.
Free throws are big for you. Megan Trout got her first career start. She was big at the line there tonight at I believe it was 5 of 6.
That's good. You know, she stepped up. I told her coming in, you know, she really needed to go to the boards and get some offensive rebounds and those putbacks. And that's what put her on the free throw line, is going to the boards and finding the basket. So, you know, she played well.
Through all that in the fourth quarter, you only had one field goal, and it was McKenzie's runner there. And I know with that lead there, you're probably thinking, oh, no, yes.
I was, honestly. I was on the court, or I was on the sideline going, pull it out. She made it, and I was like, okay, never mind. And all the girls are laughing at me on the bench. So, you know, sometimes you just feel what's in your gut, and you do it, and, you know, it worked out for us.
Well, you get a week off here and back into the practice gym there for a few more days and get ready for a very good Holcomb team coming in next week, who had a big win against Colby last night.
You know, Holcomb's playing well. You know, they're little, but they're quick and scrappy and can shoot the three. So we're going to have to be ready to defend a lot of shooters. And on the same token, we got to have the same game plan as tonight. And we got to attack hard on the inside and get some of those girls in foul trouble.
Congratulations on the big road victory. Enjoy this, coach, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adam.